The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was scared to move out, but I knew I was ready.
We're the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Chatilla.
And I remember my mom, Automatic Anthony, my mom was telling me, you shouldn't leave. You shouldn't go. It's not time yet. You know, you haven't enrolled in college. You haven't blah, blah, blah. I thought she was kind of being ugly toward me, but now...
Yeah, you had a kid.
Having my own three daughters, and I was such a young mother. Yes, I had Kirsten when I was only 15. She was afraid for me. She didn't want me to have to go through unnecessary hardships, but I kind of went through those things because I needed to. Like, I needed to do it in order to, you know, to learn.
I'll just say this. Your experience is very different from everyone else's. Dana had a baby at 15 and got married at 16.
No, so, I was married at 15 and with child and divorced by 16.
Like I said, your experience isn't like many other.
No, and so going out into the world at such a young age, getting a job, like I started radio at such a young age. After I had worked a lot of these really difficult jobs, I shined shoes, you know, I bartended, I waited tables, I worked graveyards at convenience stores. So when I found out I could get paid to talk, I said, oh, we're going to make this into a career. That being said, I remember that first apartment and I thought it was going to be so cool. I mean, I had this vision that my life was going to be perfect because nobody was going to tell me what to do anymore. Nobody was going to tell me when and where I could go and how I could spend my money. And then I realized nobody's going to pay these bills for me. It was so hard. And the roommate situation was the worst. My roommates, they didn't have one had a child. The other two didn't. They loved to party. People were over at the house all the time.
They were just a bunch of young moms partying?
It was me and one other young mom. No, and then two single girls that didn't have kids.
Wait, whoa. Four people in the house total? Like all splitting?
Yeah. That is a recipe for just chaos.
It was horrible. Nobody cleaned. Nobody washed the dishes. Me. I was basically the maid. Okay, sorry, I'm over.
It's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
I'm not over it, as you can see. It was awful. I never had a roommate since then except Automatic, and he's just as bad as they were.
I don't believe in three roommates at all. I just think bringing three lives together to live together
too much.
It never works out.
Anthony, good. There were four of us. Four.
That's even worse. That now I'm on your mom's side. Now I'm starting to wonder why your mom is like, you know what? This is not a good idea. You should not go out there. But to Automatic's point, I was in a separate situation too. I think my mom was actually counting down the days. And she was like, yo, it's time for that first semester of college. So get on out there and enjoy a little dorm. And I was so excited to leave and get out on my own. And on the flip side, I had to move back home for 6 months. And when I moved home for 6 months, after living away from them, I could not do that at all. That was absolute torture. So then, yes, I hated going back home after I had to move out. That was
pretty much the exact same thing that happened to me. I got dropped off at the dorms, and then I was like, I'm not going to stay at this school. This is awful.
Why, Automatic?
Because there was no hot chicks in any of my classes.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I ended up moving back home. I was back home for about 6 months. I got an apartment and just because I could. I was like, I can't live like this. This is impossible.
I can't even imagine going back to live with my mom. I know some people do it, and I don't fault you. I think that's wonderful.
I mean, it's expensive to go out on your own.
It is very, but I learned my best lessons in that struggle. I wouldn't be where I am if I hadn't gone through that. So I appreciate the struggle, and I will never, ever move back in with my mom, no matter what. She can move in with me. Actually, she can't move in with me. We're hiring somebody. I'm just kidding, Mom. You're welcome anytime.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Call me a rebel. Call me a rebel because experts say don't leave your cart in the middle of the aisle at the grocery store. Wrong.
You're a rebel for that, huh?
I'm a rebel, baby. Okay, Automatic, you know me. I always go against the grain. So when you put your cart in the middle of the aisle at the grocery store, I can get around that cart. If you park your cart in front of the chips, in front of the cottos, in front of the tomate, I'm trying to get me some Roma tomatoes, people, okay? I can't get to the food. And I don't know what grocery store you shop at, but I can get around. And we conducted an experiment, DJ Automatic and I did.
No, Dana did.
Okay, I made you conduct an experiment. We're at the grocery store.
Where Dana filmed me walking around with a cart.
Yes, and he was mad. I said, no, I need...
She basically made me do this while she filmed me.
I made him stand in the middle with the cart, and what happened? What was happening around you?
People were going around me.
Oh, my gosh.
Free flowing, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
in etiquette 101 for shopping carts, it says always stay to the right and park in front of whatever item you're going to get on the right-hand side. If you have to go to the left, you can walk away from your cart, but it says go right back to your cart so you can move it.
And back in the day, they said smoking was good for you too. You know what? They're wrong. They're wrong. And we're having this discussion because I have had so many calls about a little blurb. Anthony, did you remember last week we just talked about it and I said, oh, cart in the middle.
Yes.
Because I almost got beat up at the grocery store because somebody had their cart parked
because
in front of the meat.
Yeah,
and I said, excuse me. I said, and the girl like wanted to, you know, I don't know, have a throwdown there at the grocery store. Take a listen to this voice message we got.
Dana, you disappointed me. Just to let you know, you definitely are not supposed to put a shopping cart in the middle of the aisle so nobody can walk through, so people can get food. It doesn't work that way. I want to walk through and not have to push your cart out of the way. Keep it to the side, and if somebody needs something where your cart is, then they could say, excuse me, or wait until you move out of the way. But do not, and I repeat, do not leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle because that is the most single annoying thing you could possibly ever do. Okay, have a good day.
Now she's trying to be nice at the end. I am standing on this hill.
You're ready to die on that hill?
Automatic, we've been there. We've done it. We've put the cart in the middle. Now, I will say this. There are some skinny aisles. If I see that it's too skinny, I'll move it a little to the side. But if you are in front of the food, I'm busy. I'm in a hurry. Anthony, you're the one that brought this up. You're the one that said, Dana, you're right.
I was going to bring it up, and I was going to agree with you, but then you called us rebels, and I don't want to be a rebel in a grocery
store.
I'm a rule follower.
That's about the most lame thing you could ever be. You're going to be rebellious at the grocery store?
You turn me into a grocery store outlaw because of my stance? No, I'm sorry if I apologize to all my side lane parkers out there. I'm on your side now, guys. I apologize.
No.
I didn't mean to be unruly at the store, but if that's just, I thought we were right on the right side of history. Turns out I'm not.
We put you
in shopping cart jail.
No, we are not. I'm telling you now, try it. If you go to our Instagram right now, at Dana Cortez, you will see automatic parked in the center, people moving behind him. And I filmed I filmed all the other people parked up on the side of the aisles, keeping me away from the eggs, keeping me away from the cheese.
Make sure you keep the voice of you yelling at me to stay there, okay?
I'll keep that in.
But there's one thing we can all come together on, okay?
All right, automatic, what is it?
Put your damn cart away in the parking lot.
Yes, hey. Put it back where it belongs.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's a new challenge on TikTok and Instagram, and it's called Questions Only Girls Will Know the Answers To. One of the women who went viral, her name is Libby Lamont. Take a listen. She's explaining what it is.
Asking my husband questions that only women should know the answers to. He's convinced he's going to ace this, so here we go.
I want to play with you, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our BFF, Anthony A., and you guys can be on a team together.
I want you to work together on this.
Let's do it like real women do, and we'll be on a team, but passive aggressively, we'll compete against each other.
Okay.
So let's do that, DJ Automatic. Anthony, it's on brand for this game.
There's no real way I could compete with you in a DJ Automatic. You live in a house full of women. You were raised by a lot of women.
I have six aunts.
All right.
Okay, Automatic.
I pretty much was raised at my grandma's house. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do well at this.
Well, let's play the game. The first word is, what is colostrum?
Colostrum.
That's from breastfeeding. I know that.
Oh. What is it, DJ Automatic?
It's something that with the breastfeeding milk for the baby.
All right. I was going to say it sounds like a sauce from Raising Cane's.
Okay, but, Anthony. You're both right.
Yahtzee.
Okay. What is an LBD?
I'm going to have to go with lower back disorder. LBD.
Anthony, wait. How did you know that?
Is that really it?
shooting from the hip. I mean, it's a little acronym.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude.
Did you text him?
No, I had no idea. I didn't know that one.
How do women own an LBD? I have LBD all the time.
Well, maybe that's why you
Am
knew.
I pregnant? Is that
okay.
what's happening?
Okay, hold on. Here's another one. Give me women's jean sizes. Automatic Anthony A. Give me women's jean sizes.
They start in zero, and then they can go up to 12, 14, 16.
Got it.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Okay, Automatic, you're right.
Apple bottom jeans.
Okay.
Boots with the fur. That's all
I know.
Flo
Rida quote. Okay. What is a claw clip?
A claw clip?
For your hair.
Okay, you're
it's
right.
It's that little hair part
okay,
that you wear on your top
right,
of your head.
Right. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Okay, all right. What is a money piece?
That's your backside.
Otto, that's why I married you. How did you know that?
Is it really that?
How did you know?
It's intuitive. I just knew it.
I kind of feel like this was not even right because you got everything.
No, I told you I was raised around a lot of women.
You're in touch with women. Well, both of you. Is that what you think it is? You're in touch with your feminine
sides. Let's not use the word in touch. Right now, let's not do that one.
Especially after the lower.
Yeah. Let's not use the word in touch. But I think it's just, you know, hey, me and Otto are not the goofy, doofy men that you guys thought we were.
You know what? I have to give you props, both of you, right now. You're wonderful, amazing. 877-730-DCS1. How did they do? Call up now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm thinking Rihanna and ASAP Rocky got married in secret.
Oh.
Now, before I play the audio of a prosecutor, ASAP Rocky's lawyer, defending him, and the judge discussing this, I want to tell you that I suspected this for a while. You know, they have two kids together now, and they've been together for how long?
A while.
Yeah, for quite some time. But I don't know why. Recently, he did an interview, and he talked about her, and I think he let it slip. He said something about wifey. Now you're talking about a court.
He's done a better job of covering up than I would, because if I married Rihanna, I would tell everybody.
You tell everybody, Anthony. You tell
from the mountaintop. Yeah. That's the moment.
So now there's a court case going on. It is against ASAP Rocky. He's facing gun charges. So when you're in a legal situation, you have to speak what's going on, right? Here's the moment the judge is like, well, what do we call Rihanna? Listen.
The defendant or who is it his girlfriend?
His wife.
How
am I? It's his common law wife, Your Honor. They have children together, so yeah. I would
characterize it as common law wife.
Or his wife.
You want wife? Okay.
So they go on, and they're kind of going back and forth, and the prosecutor says, well, if they're not legally married, there's no such thing as common wife. We can just say girlfriend or significant other. And the judge says, okay, wife or not. And the lawyer for ASAP Rocky says wife.
Mm.
So maybe they got married. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but...
Well, according to the courts, they are. So I think, yes. Hey, you know, it's congratulations. Weird way to bring it up, but
You know, right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they're talking about it in court. The weird thing about this is most people I talk to don't even know that ASAP Rocky is facing these federal gun charges, which could put him away for a very long time. Rihanna is so loved that people don't even write negative things about her, man.
She's got the best publicist in the world. She's got a $1 billion company, so she can afford to keep her husband out of jail.
See, even you believe they're married. You said husband.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic, the way you looked at our daughter, Ava Maddox, when she was born, immediately you had this look of love. Of course, after the shock of birth.
I was going to say, that was my first thing, because first thing that came out of my mouth was, what is that? And the doctor said, that's your child.
Yeah, so after the birthing moment, and Ava was in the world, and he was holding her, Anthony, his face was so soft, and he had this look like, this is mine. I made this. I don't believe that you felt that connection until she was in your arms. I felt it immediately with all three of my daughters because they're in my belly, they're in my stomach. I'm growing the life. I really don't think that until that moment, or at least that's the way I saw it.
You're probably right. I mean, it was a long time ago now, but yeah, that's like, I can remember looking at her and thinking, I made this.
You also described, Automatic, the love that you have for your daughters like none other in this world.
That's very different, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I love my wife and she's my partner for
life. Thank you.
But the love that you have for your daughter as a father is just like, she's my best friend for life. She's somebody I feel like no matter what, I can always trust her.
Well, the best thing about that, though, is that I feel like Ava Maddox, when it comes to you being her dad, like she'll always make great choices in her life when choosing a partner.
Oh,
because her father is a good man. Oh, I 100% believe that you search for this. What's your environment? You know, like what you were raised around.
He might be a little hot-headed, but he means well.
Yeah. That's kind of it. And we played a game earlier and Otto guessed the word. I think it's colostrum. I can never say it right, but I know what it is. And here's that moment, because we had a caller who was shocked that he knew what it was.
colostrum comes after the baby is born because it's one of the most essential things for brain development, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at Automatic. Look at DJ.
That's
look
right,
at
you. That's
do you
right.
have kids?
That's yes, my husband. Yeah, we have kids. Yeah, that's
okay,
my husband. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Good dad.
I didn't breastfeed, but I did bottle feed.
That's okay.
Oh, you sound a little flabbergasted.
She's like, I don't even know how to react to that.
I don't.
She's like, what's going on with this active father?
Yes. Active fathering. Yes. That's different.
Okay. What else? Man, she couldn't even get the active dad thing. That was hilarious.
The other day I was at the airport and I had like a flashback to being a young father. I saw this dude. He had his baby and a baby Bjorn on his chest as he was walking around.
What is a baby Bjorn?
Baby Bjorn holds your baby next to your chest so you can walk around and have your hands free.
Oh, like a baby backpack, but in the front.
But in the front,
yes,
exactly.
Anthony, yes.
And I remember I used to walk around with Ava in that and I loved it. And I was so jealous. It made me like, I was like, I had baby envy.
No.
I remembered how much work it is to clean diapers and I was like, eh.
No. You know why Automatic loved it? Because when he would walk around the mall, the women would not stop coming up to him and asking him, oh my gosh, is that your baby?
Facts.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.